Tonight is a very different Desolation Angel Radio. I've not done a Christmas show in about 7 years. I lost Christmas here a while back. And there's a story behind how much I loved Christmas and how I got it back and where a personal passion project of mine, the Nomad Project, comes from. You've heard me talk about the Nomad Project before. It actually is a private benefit and charity started and founded by yours truly, by me. It has grown until it has become one of Buffalo's largest benefits and charities. It operates year-round. It takes care of 7 shelters and missions. Haven House, the domestic violence shelter. Harbor House, Cornerstone Manor, which is associated with the Buffalo City Mission for women and children. The Buffalo City Mission itself for men. Friends of the Night People. Compass House, the teen homeless shelter. St. Luke's Mission of Mercy, where my buddy Gino walked away from bar life many years ago and went back to his roots and started an organization. And he's died this last year, and a lot of us have had to step forward. I get on Christmas Day to Oshai Children's Hospital and to the VA Hospital long-term wing. But it didn't come from nowhere. It came from somewhere. And there's a Christmas story behind it. That truly is a Christmas story, one of miracles, and one of me discovering something again in my life that I'd lost. There'll be Christmas music in here. Everything from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra to the Muppets to some of the music from It's a Charlie Brown Christmas to very old school. Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Barbara Streisand. Let's start off with some music, and then we'll talk about what Christmas was like when I was a kid.
Christmas time in the middle of a city seeking its salvation, with every string of lights that suddenly appears. Children stare with newfound wonder. No one dares to break the trance. Every wish is carefully numbered. God has granted all a second chance. This night.
I was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan. My parents, my father had come from Kalamazoo. My mom came from Bangor, Michigan. My grandmother on my mother's side was the oldest of 17. I grew up with my great-grandfather still alive. Can you say Irish Catholic? My dad's mom and dad were from Kalamazoo, and they had retired to a small town out in Dalton, Michigan. But it was Michigan, and we got snow in the winter. And I loved Christmas. And it didn't have anything to do with the presents. I came from such large families that what I loved was all of us were together. There was a feeling of connection, of knowing all my cousins, my aunts, my uncles. We knew one another's quirks, you know, and I knew my cousin Nick only liked bacon. I knew my cousin Kevin and Billy. They were the ones that taught me to work on a farm. It was a horse farm and a cattle farm. My Uncle Delbert and my Aunt Marlene. I had so many cousins. And around Christmas time, we would be busy driving back and forth and family all together. And the sound of laughter. And the sound of being connected. And I grew up that way. And I'm the right age that I got to see and hear It's a Charlie Brown Christmas on television when it was first broadcast. My dad would go down to the VFW and decorate their tree for them and light the tree there in Comstock. He used to drive around on Christmas Eve and just quietly deliver food to people's doorsteps, people who really needed it. And we were always surrounded by Christmas music and beautiful Christmas trees and lights on the houses. And I grew up learning to absolutely love the holiday, not for the presents, not for the food, but for the feeling that came around for a couple weeks every year. That feeling of being part of something bigger than myself. That feeling of being part of a family, a huge family. And I loved Christmas.
jingle bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset. Upset? Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bells, jing jangle. 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 Jingle bells, jing jangle.
My favorite Christmas song of all the ones I've recorded. I'll have a Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same if you're not here with them. And the windows, snowflakes start falling. That's when those blue memories start.
Mistletoe and presents please let snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree for me.
Christmas Eve will find me
from that family, from growing up like that, was that Christmas was something that you carried in your heart. That it was about connection, it was about family, it was about reaching out to others who maybe didn't have as much as you. I mean, yeah, we got presents. I loved presents when I was a kid. Loved them. And it was the thought of, and I truly believed in Santa Claus. There's a story that my parents told before they died, where it was a Christmas Eve one time, and they did the very traditional, stay up on Christmas Eve, wrap the presents, you know, from Santa. There were presents from them and presents from Santa. But they had finished wrapping presents for my sister and myself, and my dad had gotten a set of sleigh bells, and reached under the bed as they went to bed, and started shaking the sleigh bells, and I had to be, now I'm not talking three or four, I was like seven or eight, came screaming up out of bed going, Santa was here, Santa was here, Santa was here. I just heard him, I just heard him. So I grew up like that. As my parents got older, my grandparents got older, it got difficult to bring the whole family together for Christmas, but that was what I'd grown up with. As the foundation and the root of Christmas for was that many people, you know, all gathering together. I knew that that's what Christmas should be. I grew older. I got married. Tried to give my sons the best Christmas I could give them every year. Just making sure that they enjoyed it and decorated a house. Somewhere I still have decorations that go back to my grandparents. Seriously, tree ornaments and decorations. I'll get to a story about why I say I think I do. But Christmas is a big deal. I can tell you for a fact, I still have somewhere stored away an ornament, a tree ornament, that I got as a kid that was Snoopy in his doghouse with reindeer antlers. So we're going back 50 some odd years. I still have somewhere I have some of those stored, but that's what I grew up with, knowing what Christmas was like, and that's what I tried to give to my sons. That's what I tried to do every year, was to make sure that they had the kind of Christmas that I'd had.
Bells would be ringing, glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, have no friends. would be greeted once again. As a star shine above, this is a Christmas, yes, a Christmas, my dear, the time of the year.
You believe in Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. As in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
Made sure to introduce my boys to the Muppets Christmas and a Charlie Brown Christmas. I tried to give them the best Christmas ever, even after I got divorced from their mom. I made sure that they were part of my Christmas, and I decorated my place. There was a person I was with at that point in time who absolutely loved Christmas. She was a Christmas fanatic, and that part of things, we were a good fit. We didn't last, but God, she was a wonderful person, and she loved Christmas as much as I did. Loved it more than anybody I'd been with up to that point in time. So that part of things was wonderful. But I was starting to lose the piece of it that was so tremendously important and tremendously connecting to me. Something was missing, and I knew it. I wanted to credit it to middle age. I wanted to credit it to a lot of things. I just knew that Christmas didn't feel the same anymore, and that I was missing a piece of it, and it felt like a piece of me was missing.
Thank you.
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset. Upset? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle. 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 Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. Jingle bell, jingle bell, all the way on a one.
Bye.
The years went along. I found myself working down in New Orleans. That was where the job was that I was working. And I was with someone. And Christmas kept getting less important. And something was missing. And I was with the wrong person. That's on me. Time went on. That fell apart. I had some really horrendous things done to me. And I wound up in Buffalo. And the bad things kept happening. And I wasn't a victim in any of it. Because I wasn't being the best person I could be. Was it being the person I could remember? And I found myself one Christmas here, a few Christmases ago, a few years ago. Alone. No one around me. And feeling as low as I'd ever felt. Out of touch with my sons. I'd lost touch with the people that had been part of my life for 40, 50 years. Who had always believed in me. And it was Christmas Eve. And I remembered something. And I, to this day, don't know if it was me that remembered it or if it was sent to me. But it was remembering that feeling of connection and doing for one another that I'd grown up with in that huge family. That I'd learned when I got sober, that I'd learned when my boys were little and I was out in the community doing things for people. But I remembered that that's who I was and that I could be that again. So I made some phone calls and I found out what the missions around me needed on a Christmas Eve. And I looked around my house and I gathered some things. And I went out. And I did something that night also that I hadn't done in years. I started to cook. I cook a mean red gravy, a Sunday sauce. And I cooked it up and I jarred it up. And I sorted through some of the things I had in the house and found some gift bags. And I drove around to people, houses that I'd met. And I left those jars of Sunday sauce and those presents and those bags on their doorstep with just a little note from Santa, Merry Christmas. Then I went down to the mission. And on Christmas Eve, I started hauling out scarves and hats and gloves and giving them to people that had none. I got up Christmas morning, and I went up to the children's hospital here because I'd had some toys around, some suitable things for children, and I said, take me up to your wings where the children are really sick and they're here on Christmas Day. And I went from room to room, and I started handing those out. Then I drove up to the Veterans Administration Hospital, the VA hospital. And I said, can I go up to your long-term wing, your long-term assisted living wing? Because many of those people are so much older and don't have family. And I handed out some lap blankets and some sweaters and some scarves and some hats and some gloves. And I went home. And I had stopped at a grocery store and bought a microwave Christmas dinner and had turkey and mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce. And I realized that I was starting to feel what Christmas was again.
It's snow is falling, falling on the cocoa ground. Snow is falling, baby, falling on the cocoa ground. Gloom and misery all around. I used to be so happy, now all I do is cry.
Listen, little bitty children, they are trying to listen to hear, hear for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. I want to tell you one more time what I'm thinking about. Of a white Christmas, yeah. We there free Christmas card that I write you. Oh.
got you, Santa Claus. Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus.
Now, I said that it had started to return, but I also have to be very honest. That day, that Christmas day, when I picked up and did that, whatever that voice said to me earlier on Christmas Eve, this is what you need to do, I walked out of Children's Hospital after I'd made my rounds there. And I went to walk to my truck, that famous red truck of mine that's got 200,000 miles and has been coast to coast and has been my chariot, my sleigh, my everything. And I went to walk to it, and I collapsed. I hit my knees on the sidewalk, and I started to sob. And I couldn't stop crying because of what I'd just seen. And the same thing happened when I walked out of the VA hospital and those wonderful men there. And a wonderful security guard walked up to me and said, "Are you all right?" And I said, "I think I am." But she understood. She knew. And that day, despite everything that had happened, despite everything that had been taken from me, despite the fact that there was a person and a crowd of people that had turned their backs on me, I made a vow. And the vow was, I said, I never want another human being to feel like I feel right now. And I keep my vows. I keep my promises. I keep my word. And since that day, I have worked to build the Nomad Project, and to surround myself with people, with human beings who give back to the world. I don't want anyone in my world who doesn't work to give back and doesn't work to help other people. I don't want to be around people like that. People that I've known for 40, 50 years return to my life. A place where I truly, truly love the people. Out at the Heron, Julie Rockcastle came to me. And that was just about the point in time that the world changed for everybody. And said, here's what we're going to do now. Would you help us do this? And my family there, whom I spent this year's holiday party with last night, are some of the most important people in the world to me. Because they are family. They're not just friends. Julie and Steve and Paige and Jen and Dominic and Allison and William and Ryan and Janice, Todd, Josh, so many other people, Marie, Francine. People returned to my life that I'd known for 50 years, Craig and Pooch and Matt. People I'd grown up with and gone to school with, Tom and Mike and Diana. And that spring, the most incredible bunch of human beings I've ever known, all of them, I was asked to form something and lead something to try and help bring the world back to normal. And those 700 people are incredible. They are family. Charles and Nick and Katie and Gia and Benny and Mark and Peter and Christy and Donna and Sarah and Sally and Suna, and the list goes on and on of people who came into my life and help me come back to being me. And help build this into what it is. To the point now where the directors of places like Haven House and Friends of the Night people in the Buffalo City Mission will call me and say, Kip, we need. And they will list it. And they know that me and my people will come through. Thanksgiving morning, the Buffalo City Mission called me. I went, Kip, this snowstorm, and I went, say no more. You know I can drive in it. I delivered groceries all the way through the pandemic. Me and that truck can get through anything. And this week, someone I love very, very much is coming. And Nicole gets to be part of this. And that's really important. And no, I still haven't gotten around after all these years to putting decorations or a tree up. But I think maybe that's coming sometime too. I wish for you, wherever you are, that what happened for me happens for you, that you begin to believe again. And that you understand we're surrounded by angels and you're one yourself. And we are what we have. And each one of us can be Santa Claus for someone else. I wish you peace. I wish you joy. I wish you happiness. I wish you family. I wish you connection. And I wish for you that the spirit of Christmas comes into your home and your heart. Thank you.
returned that night through the sky. But time it was short, he had to decide. And so as he flew back home,